For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia teachers turn out in the thousands to march on the state capitol demanding higher pay and increases in school funding. Meanwhile, if the General Assembly does not act immediately, changes to the federal tax code could impact your state return this year. And a massive cold front is headed our way along with gusty winds. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, January 29th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Well, across the Midwest and Great Lakes, a winter storm and brutal cold could shatter temperature records, and that system is moving east with 220 million people in its path. And as WCVE's Charles Fishburn reports, Virginia will get a taste of it.
Forecasters say today goes from mild to rain to snow.
That's right ahead of the first cold front.
Jeff Arock, National Weather Service.
And it could be a little bit of a burst of snow as that cold air really surges in and interacts with the moisture.
Moisture remains overnight and the temperature drops to 20 or so.
Any kind of little snow or snow melt that's on the roads across the area are going to freeze into ice.
He says driving conditions late tonight and especially tomorrow morning could be hazardous and extreme. Extreme cold weather will remain through Friday.
Think about those pipes, the pets, the plants, things like that are really going to see some very frigid temperatures.
Snow is even forecast for Atlanta today, but is expected to be gone by Super Bowl Sunday. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Virginia teachers turned out in the thousands on Monday to march on the state capitol demanding higher pay and increases in school funding. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain was there and filed this report.
Standing on the steps of the state capitol, middle school teacher Sarah Peterson says it's time lawmakers listen.
The staff in there work for who? They work for us.
Virginia is one of the wealthiest states, but ranks 43rd in education spending. Parents and teachers from across the state made clear they think it's time for a change.
I'm a parent and my child's education has never been fully funded. He started kindergarten in 2009 and all he's seen is budget cuts and austerity.
I love teaching. I love what I do. That's why we're all out here. We all in Virginia get paid underneath the national average.
That's Laura Bowman from Roanoke and Karen Armstead from Williamsburg. Philip Ricks is a custodian and basketball coach in Richmond.
We all in this thing together, every employee of schools, not just teachers, everybody.
House Republicans say they'll include a 5% pay raise for teachers in their upcoming budget proposal. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam has proposed a similar amount. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Several lawsuits are challenging how legislative districts are drawn. Many advocates and voters hope that the system of partisan redistricting is about to change. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
This week, the state Senate will be debating a plan that will take the power of drawing new House and Senate districts out of the hands of the same lawmakers who have to live with them. For the most part, anyway. It'll have 8 sitting lawmakers, 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats, plus 8 citizens, 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and 4 independents.
It would be the most comprehensive redistricting reform legislation ever passed through a state legislature in this country.
Brian Cannon with Virginia 2021. A group advocating against gerrymandered districts.
Citizens' initiatives have gone around their legislature, whether it's in Utah or Missouri or Colorado or Arizona or others, but this would be the most comprehensive reform ever passed through a state legislature.
If that plan gets through the state Senate this week, it'll head over to the House, where Republican Privileges and Elections Chairman Mark Cole has his own plan for a bipartisan redistricting commission.
The critics are right. If one party has total control, they can draw the lines to favor their candidate. And this would do away with that advantage.
For advocates on all sides of this issue, the stakes couldn't be higher. This session is the last opportunity to start the process of sending an amendment to voters before the next time House and Senate districts are drawn. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Meanwhile, Virginia House Speaker Kirk Cox has changed his position on redistricting. Cox is now backing a plan to draw new legislative boundaries with a bipartisan commission appointed by lawmakers and the governor. The Republican speaker has opposed plans for similar commissions in the past, but he said that lengthy federal court challenges to the maps that lawmakers drew in 2011 have prompted him to reconsider. Virginia has opened an office to help residents with student loan debt. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Scott Kemp is the office's first student loan advocate. The advocate will serve as a liaison between the borrower and servicers, and he can help explore repayment options and resolve complaints. The advocate will also create a student loan borrower education course that will be available online by the end of the year. Virginia is one of 11 states with a student loan ombudsman. Well, now to this week's activity in the General Assembly. A new bill would increase the penalty for those who do not move over while first responders are stopped at the side of a highway, WCVE's Craig Harper reports.
Hanover Fire and EMS Lieutenant Brad Clark was killed in October of last year while providing roadside assistance during Tropical Storm Michael. Melissa Clark is his widow.
Nothing can bring my beloved husband back to me and our girls. But what we can do moving forward is to make the commitment to bring about change and awareness to the epidemic of distracted driving and the failure to move over.
Republican Delegate Chris Peace of Hanover patroned the legislation that would raise the penalty for such offenses.
In 2017, there were 1,500 convictions, but we've seen an uptick, 1,600 now.
Peace has also introduced a bill that would create a special license plate to build awareness of the law and remind drivers to move over.
From the state capitol, Craig Carper, WMRA News.
Finally today, each year the state adjusts the tax code to reflect changes in federal law, but this year the routine process has been tangled up in a debate on tax policy. And if lawmakers do not act immediately, it could impact your tax return from the state, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
The House Finance Committee voted to move forward with a conformity measure, but first they attached a rider. It prevents the governor from spending extra revenue created by the federal tax cuts. He had proposed using the money for education and infrastructure. House Minority Leader Eileen Fillercorn says she and other Democrats voted in favor of conformity, even with the restrictions, because they know it has to happen.
We support the governor's priorities of reinvestment and focus on education and teachers and broadband and water. It's very important that we move forward as soon as possible.
Hundreds of millions of dollars would be set aside in a reserve fund until lawmakers decide how to return them to taxpayers, explains Republican Delegate Chris Jones.
If we don't get a tax reform bill when this session's out, you can't spend that money or you can't hope to spend it later. You got to figure out how you're going to give it back to the taxpayer.
That sets up a potential special session on tax policy down the road, right before all 140 state lawmakers are up for re-election. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday and stay warm.